Wow. Life is extraordinarily amazing. There's nothing more powerful than being in a human body that has the power to manifest anything by where you direct your attention, by what you focus on. Wherever you direct your mind is what shows up as your reality in each moment. So you're always making the choice. You're always choosing to focus on what you're focusing on, even though you may not be aware that you're making that choice, but you are. There is a chooser behind every moment of your life. So the world around you is magical. It may not seem like it. It may seem very ordinary, but there is magic in between these atoms, in between the molecules in your cells and in everything. There is this intelligence. And it's so powerful and so magical that if we don't honor it, if we don't say thank you and have such deep gratitude for it, then we tend to become victims of the world. And so, if you feel like on some level that you've become victimized from the world, it's because you're not being thankful for the magic that's here. You're not taking advantage of this opportunity that you have as being a human being that is connected to divine spirit who can direct your mind, your powerful, powerful mind, to focus on whatever you want, whatever positive thoughts you want. And of course, yeah, you can focus on the negative thoughts. That's not hard. That kind of comes naturally because everybody around you on some level is struggling with that, and so maybe you get the slough off of their negativity and then you just throw it out into yourself, into your life. So the positive thoughts are actually quite effortless when you get into them. But it's sometimes it's a little challenging to get into them, especially if you've been in a real negative flow. And that's what this is about. It's about the times in our lives when we get into a negative flow, and how do we get into a positive flow? And the secret is to see that the world is your manifesting playground. It is a magical, intelligent universe that you live in, that we all live in. And whatever you focus on is what you create. Where energy goes is where thought goes. And so you just focus on what you want, not what you don't want. It's that simple. And you just keep putting your attention there on what you want. And then the more often you put your attention there and you feel it and you believe it and you love it, you enjoy it, you have fun imagining more, well, sooner or later it's going to manifest, especially when you relax and you just enjoy the process. So, there's times when we get into these little kind of neuroses in our minds where we think, that we have to save the world. And we do on some level. The world is in crisis and we're here to save it. But that's not the real purpose of the world. The world is like this blank canvas, actually, where we get to paint whatever we want on it. And yeah, there's beautiful things painted on this world and there's horrible things painted on this world. And there's a lot of nothingness out there in the universe. If you look out at the night sky into the vast, vast emptiness, it's 99.99% nothingness. And this planet is just one little speck. So there's a lot of emptiness on the blank canvas, and there's a lot of good and bad when you get closer to the canvas in this world. And so this world, it contains everything, and it's magical. So my question for you today is, what do you want to paint on your personal canvas? What is that? If the world is a manifesting playground, you can manifest whatever you want in this multidimensional place. What do you choose? What makes your heart sing? You think about like the times when you don't necessarily know what you want, and then the universe chooses for you something that you haven't experienced. Maybe you don't want that experience. So that's when we forget that this is a manifesting playground. that we are constantly manifesting whatever it is that we are visualizing. It shows up on the canvas. Okay, that there's a projector in the back of your mind called consciousness that is projecting a light onto the screen, constantly projecting the light. And then all the little actors and images and sounds and, you know, languages and all the things that get mixed into the movie, they get projected onto the screen. And then sometimes it's a good screen, sometimes it's a bad screen, whatever. The screen remains blank, ultimately, but you project all these images on it constantly. But what's important is the light where all this movie's coming from. Because without that, there'd be no movie. So you want to put your attention on the light of your awareness, because that is the priority. That's where all creativity comes from. All consciousness is the redirection of creativity. It's how we envelop and develop our creative spirit, or our spark comes from that. And just to honor that light, you know, all day long, is going to give you the edge to create what it is you actually want on this manifesting playground. So that you don't fall into the place of victimization, because that's just a person who has just a, you know, kind of blindfold on, that they're not taking responsibility for their power. And they're not willing to say that, yeah, I am creating this negative experience by focusing on it, trying to fix it, trying to think there's something wrong with me. And then it gets deeper and deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole until you're just stuck. And so if you feel stuck, it's a good sign that you're not really clear that this is a manifesting playground. So, you know, the world is here for us to enjoy. Okay, and I know that there's a lot of environmental problems happening right now, and these are beautiful. These help us to come together as a species and to bring our hearts together as one family, one human Homo sapiens family together to save the planet together. Okay, it's a beautiful, beautiful paradox of, you know, the something that seems wrong. Seems like there's something wrong here and it's bad, but actually it's something beautiful that's going to come out of it. And it's already coming out that the whole world is being bonded as one family, that we're here to save our earth. And yet what I found as far as the spiritual world is involved is it's not really the point of the world. It's not the point of the world is not to save the world. That's part of the plot of the movie, the theme. But the real point of this world is for you to get to know you. For you to turn your attention back within yourself and have this wonderful canvas to reflect and project yourself upon, to say, that's me and that's not me. And I'm going to think this and create this, and it's just going to throw it on the canvas and enjoy it. Enjoy your manifestations. Enjoy what you're creating so that you can get to know yourself, so you can enjoy yourself. That's the whole point of the world. It's this divine energy made of intelligence, divine information that can be changed through thought. You know, they've proven that you can change your DNA, actually, the structure of your DNA, through your thoughts. So nothing is really permanent or stuck or even solid in this world. It's all energy that can move. So when you see it that way, you see that, wow, my issues and my tissues are also pliable, they're movable, they can change and grow and evolve and heal just by focusing on that flexibility feeling, that feeling of movement, and seeing that this is a manifesting playground. Just like that sandbox, you know, when you're a kid and you play in the sandbox, You create stuff and then you destroy it, and then you recreate it again, and the next day, the next morning, and you're just playing. That's what this is about. It's a play. Life is a play. And you're on center stage of your life. So you don't have to get dramatic unless you want a dramatic movie. That can be fun too. You don't have to get into a horror flick. You can live in a romantic comedy too, and that can be sad and depressing and painful and joyful too. I mean, whatever play that you create is your play. Okay, but just remember that this is your play that you're creating. And you're the director, the producer, you're all the actors, you're even in the audience watching the play. You're the light that's coming from the projector, ultimately, that's creating it in each moment. So honor this movie, become the play, but also be detached from it so that you can redirect it to create whatever you want. Because sometimes, yeah, we start creating what we don't want. And that's not fun, and that's supposed to not be fun, so that we can have some pain and, you know, adjust our sails and recreate something else. So this is about having fun. A playground is a place for fun and joy. And yeah, it contains all the pain. You know, sometimes you get hurt in the playground. Sometimes you meet your first love, your first kiss on the playground. You know, and then sometimes you have your last kiss on the playground. Maybe it's the same playground that you grew up on as a child. So there's a lot that happens on the playground. And this world is your playground. It's huge. It's an enormous playground. So go play. Go play in your job. Play in your relationships. Play in your health. Play with your issues. Play with your finances. You know, focus on what it is that you want to imagine developing, growing, creating on the movie of your mind. Have fun. Because if you're not having fun, if it's serious, there's a rigidity and you start to live like a horse with blinders and you can't really see the whole 360-degree picture of that you are in a multidimensional, infinite playground called the universe. So there's a lot more than the eyes can see. And so we got to use this inner eye, this inner perception, this intuition, this deeper knowingness, this sixth sense inside of us that just knows this is right. This feels right for me. And that can only happen when you get really, really quiet. When you let go of all the chattering and all the mind, you know, neediness of the mind, the desires of the mind, all the mind stuff, you let it all go and you just find stillness. And from that place, the silence, the stillness, the playground becomes your school. Like, you are the master of the school. You can do whatever you want and create whatever you want in this playground. And it's obvious, it's deeply obvious that you are the master. It's not something that you think you are or believe you are, but you just know it because you think something, you feel something, and it manifests. And that can only happen when you learn how to quiet the mind, to turn it off. And the silence and the stillness of the mind happens through inquiry, looking inside. Who am I? What is this light that's projecting, creating this next thought? Where is this thought coming from? Where's the light that's making this movie of all these thoughts and desires in the mind? So you got to return to the source of where all this movie's coming from. And from that place, then you master it. And you enjoy the playground. Otherwise, you kind of become a victim of the playground, or you struggle with it, you suffer in it, and the playground's not as fun. So Yeah, this is very deep, powerful, important information to take in, digest, and relay it to other people. Tell everyone about it so that they can remind you when you forget that this is your manifesting playground. Okay? So, have fun. Be well. This is Joffrey at enlightenedbeings.com. Bye for now.